Part 3. Understand Classroom Dialogue. Questions 8 through 16. In this part of the test, you will hear conversations between a teacher and a student in a class. After you hear each conversation, you will answer some questions about what you heard. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's listen to the first conversation. You will hear a teacher and a student talking in a science classroom. Listen carefully.
Do you know what causes the tides in the ocean?
Isn't it the moon?
Well, it is the moon, but more specifically, it's two big forces between rotating objects. On the surface of the Earth closest to the moon, there's a strong gravitational force from the moon that pulls the water slightly away from the Earth. This makes the oceans bulge out. At the same time, on the opposite side of the Earth, the other force, called a centrifugal force, causes a bulge of water. Like when we're driving a car around the curve, we feel as if our body was being pushed to the outside of the curve. Similarly, when the Earth is rotating, a centrifugal force is at work. It is this force that makes the water on the side opposite the moon bulge out, too.
So you mean when the water bulges out, that's high tide?
Exactly. Now pick a spot on the beach. Since the Earth rotates once each day and the moon is constantly moving, your spot will be on the side near the moon once a day and on the side opposite the moon once a day. So that's why
there are two high tides every day.
Now let's do questions 8 through 10. Number 8. What is the discussion mainly about? A. When tides are low. B. Where tides occur. C. How tides work. Number 9. What causes tides on the side of the Earth farthest from the moon? A. A centrifugal force. B. The ocean's waves. C. The moon's gravitational pull. Number 10. Why are there two high tides every day? A. Because the sun and moon both rise. B. Because the moon pushes the Earth away. C. Because the Earth and moon are rotating. Now turn the page. Now let's listen to the second conversation. You will hear a teacher and a student talking in a social studies classroom. Listen carefully.
The next great American musician we'll study is Scott Joplin. Has anyone heard of him? Yes, Ginny.
Didn't he write the music for that movie, The Sting?
Well, his music was featured in that movie, but he died way back in 1917. He came from a very musical family. You know, his mom and dad were both musicians, and some of his sisters and brothers, too. And Scott Joplin was already a very talented pianist by the age of 11. Anyway, the name of the kind of music he's famous for is ragtime. In fact, he was known as the king of ragtime.
Where'd the name ragtime come from?
Well, nobody knows for sure, but the first published piece of music with rag in the title is Mississippi Rag. This came out in 1897. Of course, that means that people had probably been playing it informally for a long time by then.
Now let's do questions 11 through 13. Number 11. What is the discussion mainly about? A. The history of a famous American musician. B. The making of a popular American movie. C. The origin of an American style of music. Number 12. What is a nickname for Scott Joplin? A. The King of Ragtime. B. The Sting. C. Mississippi Rag. Number 13. What does the teacher say about the musical piece, Mississippi Rag? A. It was written by Scott Joplin. B. It was the first published ragtime music. C. It was used in the movie The Sting. Now let's listen to the third conversation. You will hear two students talking in an English classroom. Listen carefully.
Do you know what's going to be on our English test next week?
Yeah, Shakespeare's Globe Theater. You have to read about it in the textbook.
That sounds so boring.
I thought so too, but I read it and it was really interesting. Did you know that the Globe Theater was one of the first permanent theaters in England? Before that, plays were performed on traveling carts or wagons.
Oh, really? So what did the theater look like?
It was a big, round building, and it was 3 stories high, and it had no ceiling. The plays were in the afternoon, so the sun could light up the stage. What else? Oh, yeah, all the actors were male, even for female roles, so they had to dress up some of the boy actors in girl costumes.
That's weird. Why couldn't females be in the plays?
Back then, they didn't think it was respectable for women to be actresses on stage.
Now let's do questions 14 through 16. Number 14. What is the discussion mainly about? A. William Shakespeare. B. The Globe Theater. C. English actors. Number 15. Where were plays performed before there were permanent theaters? A. In buildings without ceilings. B. On stages set up in fields. C. On traveling wagons. Number 16. Why were the plays performed during the day? A. To use the light from the sun. B. To allow young boys to perform. C. To attract a larger audience. Now turn the page.